would never dismiss working with the local delegation, and anyone who knows me knows that I'm about diplomacy, I'm about open communications, I'm about partnership. But I do think that it's incumbent upon us as a city to stand for what we value and what we're concerned about. But that does not bar us from working with others. We absolutely will not be productive. We will not get where we need to get without working with everyone in our community.
Is that, though, the most important obstacle to success is working with the state?
Oh, I think that in this changing political environment, that cities have to be dependent on themselves for much of what they hope to achieve. And that is about job creation. It's about building their community. And I think that cities are capable of doing much of that on their own, and we need to exercise every opportunity we have to do that. But there are certain things that require a state-level interaction, for sure. But I don't think that challenge that we have with the state bars our city from continuing to be a wonderful place. And you can see that in some of the things that we've already achieved, like having the lowest unemployment rate in the state.
Asheville has a reputation as being a democratic city or progressive city. In a sense, is it out of step with where the General Assembly's at?
You know, I think that the body that is elected to the General Assembly right now is a result of redistricting. I do not think it is reflective of North Carolina's population as a whole and where that population's values lie. And so I don't think that Asheville is out of sync necessarily with where the electorate of our state is. But it has got to be said that certainly Asheville is seen as and actually is more progressive than where our state legislature is right now.
So is it a top priority to repair or to begin to have a constructive dialogue with the local delegation?
I have always kept an open dialogue with the local delegation, and I will continue to do that, and I will always work with our elected officials with professionalism and with respect. And I do not think that there is any point in mudslinging. I don't think it achieves anything. I don't think gridlock gets us anywhere. So I absolutely will prioritize continuing to try to work with our local delegation, absolutely.
You're the third woman to be elected mayor of this town. We've had the second woman in a row. So what does that say about this community that we now have the third woman to be elected mayor?
Well, I'd be interested in what you think that says about our community. But certainly I have enjoyed support from both men and women. But I think that women have really stepped up in our community, not just in Asheville, and people are recognizing their leadership abilities.